you're listening to Internet Marketing Radio, bringing you the latest and greatest in internet marketing tools and techniques from a reality internet marketer.
As always, we're looking for your comments out on chrisclark.com about the podcast. Get out there and leave us a few comments and help us improve the show. Episode 4. Today we're going to talk about making money with Google Co-op. This is a new program released by Google that allows you to create your own customized Google search engine. Now, you can customize the look and feel of this search engine because really the only thing Google provides is a search box and a button on your initial search page, and also it provides some JavaScript for you to use in your results page to display the links. Now, it's very easy to look at this and quickly dismiss it as just another, you know, Google tool that nobody's going to use. I mean, they've generated quite a bit of stuff in their labs that a lot of people don't use. So I quickly dismissed it once I saw it come out, I don't know, about a week ago or so. And I'd used it, created my own little search engine, said, yeah, that's cute, whatever, and went away. I looked around the web and I saw other people were using the Google search to actually create their own custom search engines and embed it in their own sites. And it became a lot more appealing because one of the things that the Google search results do is provide AdSense listings. And this AdSense is tied into your AdSense account. So when you go in and create a Google Co-op, you can authorize them to access your AdSense account. And what they will do is pull in AdSense ads related to whatever people are searching for. So if you don't know what AdSense is, it's basically a program by Google that allows you to make money on your website. You go and you sign up as a content provider or search provider or a blog provider for AdSense, and AdSense will put relevant content on your website in the form of click-through links. And if someone clicks on those links, then you do sort of a revenue share with Google, and Google will pay you some money based on people clicking through those links to their paid advertisers. Now, when you create your first index page for the Google search box, you can also put any kind of content you want around it. So you can create your own custom header, you can create your own sidebars, you can create pretty much anything about the page as far as look and feel. The only thing you're going to get from Google is some JavaScript to create a search box with a search button. So that's kind of appealing for internet marketers because you could use your additional AdSense listings on the search page, or you could have some custom programs that maybe you want to promote and promote those on your custom search page. So the next thing is once they search and press the search button, it goes to the results page. And also you can customize all that because Google's also giving you just some JavaScript to embed within your page to produce the results. They allow you to change the colors of the links and stuff like that so it looks very specific to your website. Now I took all these interesting concepts and I went out and created an example site that I can show you. So you can go out to a site called torrentdigger.com, T-O-R-R-E-N-T. D-I-G-G-E-R.com. That's just a simple little website that I created. It's hosted at my house. It took me all of about 30 minutes to create it. I went out to Google and I used the Web 2.0 logo generator that I can't remember the guy's name. I think his name is Alex. But if you just go to Google and you type in the search box Web 2.0 logo creator, it'll bring up his web page. And you can go and type in some text and it'll create you a little logo and it does some mirroring and it creates a little beta thing up in the corner if you want. And I just did that and he provides a link from his server to host the image. So on my server, I'm actually not hosting very much at all. The only thing I'm hosting is two simple little web pages that contain some JavaScript. The image is coming from the beta website where they create that logo, so I'm not having to host the image, and I'm not having to host any of the content because Google is providing all that through their JavaScript. So I'm basically almost bandwidth free, created an entirely new search engine in 30 minutes that provides custom results to people who want to search for specific topics. Now this is very appealing stuff because it appears every day that people are being bombarded more and more with information, and people are always looking for specialized type information. Now you can also do some really interesting things with this technology, and you can go out and you can add specific websites, provide your own custom annotations to those websites, and you can upload XML files and stuff into your own Google search engine to allow custom annotated text for just sites that you want to include. They also have a thing called Google Marker, so that as you surf the web, you can pick out new sites and say, hey, I want to include this site in my search results. So a lot of cool stuff there with the AdSense and the new Google co-op. I wanted to bring that to your attention because it's something I'm going to definitely use and create some customized searches around particular topics for information products and other things and create these search engines. I mean, you saw the site. It looks pretty good. Created it in 30 minutes or less. Obviously, I host my own domain servers and all that kind of thing. So, you know, I just went out to GoDaddy and registered a new domain called torrentdigger.com and pointed it at my DNS servers, which took all of 2 or 3 minutes. Came to my site, went out and did that logo generator thing, took a couple minutes, created some real basic HTML, and if you just go out and pull up those pages and you do view source, you can see how simple the HTML is that I produced. And it looks pretty good. I mean, it looks just as good as Google does, and it didn't take me very long at all. So creating these sites and customizing them is a great way to produce AdSense revenue for people who are looking for very specific niche sort of products. I believe this market's going to be a very growing market. I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity to make some money with AdSense doing these kind of little mini sites. If you get caught up in all the technical mumbo jumbo that I mentioned, don't worry about it. The only thing you need to remember is if you go to GoDaddy and you register a domain name, GoDaddy will allow you to point your DNS servers at a web host. Now, I have a hosting service I use called Hosting Revolution. It's real cheap. I mean, it's like less than $10 a month, and they provide a really cool cPanel interface. It's all on Linux, but the cPanel interface allows you to do one-click installs of software like WordPress and probably, oh man, like 40 other programs. It also provides you web statistics, lots of other cool things, but one of the things they do provide you, which is really nice, is the ability to use their DNS servers, all administered through a web page, so you can just point your new domain at their servers and you're good to go. So, something to remember, Hosting Revolution, great web host. GoDaddy's a great domain provider. I probably have 300 or so domains with GoDaddy, and I can administer them all through a very clean web interface. And the other thing is this Google Co-op program. Really think it's going to take off. Looks like something that you probably want to get in on, at least get one or two sites up and surround it with some content and start promoting those URLs, especially through sort of obscure services like StumbleUpon, dig.com. These kind of things really sort of have a viral marketing effect. If you really are sort of in a niche marketing place, you don't want to do that straight to Google. I mean, you want to kind of send it out through viral type marketing means, not directly to try to optimize pages for Google and that kind of thing. But I think it will take off, and it will be something that you want to look at. So I definitely will be doing it, and I hope you will too. Well, that wraps this episode of Internet Marketing Radio. As always, we're looking for your comments out on chrisclark.com. You can always find show notes and links and resources and software and stuff we mentioned on the show out there. So hope this was a meaningful podcast for you, and then we'll catch you next time.